Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
A notice from the Falun Dafa Association. The Falun Dafa cultivation practice is sacred and solemn. Every practitioner should regard Dafa as their teacher, hold oneself to a practitioner's Chinching standard, and walk one's path righteously at all times. When clarifying the truth or telling others about Dafa, and this includes promoting Dafa books and the like, individual practitioners must not conduct activities in the name of master, as no one is worthy of doing so. Such behavior calls into question whether one's motives are pure. Master has taught us the great way of the universe, and every Dafa practitioner should follow the requirements of Dafa to do the three things well and fulfill one's prehistoric vow.
World Falun Dafa Day is celebrated around the globe each year on May 13th. It commemorates the date in 1992 when the practice was first introduced to the public in Changchun, China, by Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of the practice. In the numerous greetings Minghui recently received from people in countries and regions across the globe, practitioners expressed their deep gratitude to Falun Dafa and Master Li Hongzhi for the many blessings they have received from the cultivation practice. Practitioners also included beautiful birthday greetings, works of art, and many joyful grouped photos for Master Li. The bounty of heartfelt greetings came from the United States, South Korea, Singapore, Russia, Taiwan, the UK, Indonesia, Canada, and 50 more countries and regions. From China, countless greetings poured in from practitioners and supporters of Falun Dafa in 31 provinces, municipalities, and autonomous regions. Numerous elected officials outside of China honored Falun Dafa in their communities with awards or congratulatory letters commemorating the anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction and the birthday of its founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi. Some public officials proclaimed Falun Dafa Day or Falun Dafa Month in their communities.
New Zealand. Falun Dafa practitioners and guests held a World Falun Dafa Day celebration at Commercial Bay in the city of Auckland on May 9. Many people stopped to take in the exercise demonstration, performances by the Tian Vo Marching Band, Waist Drum Team, and Dragon Dance Team. Wendy Sao Ekrana Wiwi, the adopted daughter of Maui chief, helped organize the celebration and spoke at the rally. She thanked everyone for coming and said, "It is a special honor to celebrate this meaningful occasion with our community today. Festivities like this took place in countries and regions across the globe to commemorate World Falun Dafa Day."
Taiwan. Falun Gong practitioners from the Taoyuan, Hsinchu, and Miaoli regions of Taiwan gathered at the Fenghe Park on May 10th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. The event venue was filled with an atmosphere of peace and joy. The program featured a rich variety of performances, including a majestic display by the NTD-TV flag and drum troupe, elegant and graceful Chinese classical dance, instrumental renditions on the piano, erhu, and violin, as well as heartwarming performances by young Falun Dafa practitioners and a lively festive waist drum ensemble. The program concluded with a demonstration of the five peaceful Falun Dafa exercises.
USA. Many communities in the U.S. held Falun Dafa events this month to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. A grand parade took place in the San Francisco, California Bay Area on May 9th. Practitioners gathered in front of the San Francisco Ferry Building that morning to demonstrate the exercises to the public and share information about the practice. The parade included performances by the Tian Guo Marching Band, Dragon Dance Team, small parade floats, practitioners carrying flags and banners, and practitioners dressed as heavenly fairies. Many spectators took photos. several members of the Democratic Party of China participated in the parade. One held a sign saying, "Thank you, Falun Dafa, for breaking through the internet censorship." In Las Vegas, Nevada, practitioners held truth-sharing activities on May 6th. They exercised together, distributed flyers to passersby, and collected signatures on a petition to support the Falun Gong and the Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act, which has been introduced in the United States Senate. Some passersby expressed interest in learning the practice. Practitioners told them that it is always free to learn. Exercise instruction classes are available online and at a local practice site.
Malaysia, Titi Wangsa Lake Gardens Park in Kuala Lumpur is a popular urban park in Malaysia. Practitioners of Falun Dafa gathered there to do the exercises on May 3rd and showcase their serene demeanor during the peaceful and serene demonstration. They also introduced Falun Dafa to passersby and shared their personal experiences of physical and mental benefits from the practice. The practitioners also took a group photo in the park after the exercises to express their birthday wishes to Master Li Hongzhi and to thank him for introducing Falun Dafa to Malaysia.
Austria. An annual event called Familien Fest took place in the city of Graz on April 26th. The festivities were held in a historic recreational area known as Stad Park, and the event attracted many families. Diverse activities were offered by a variety of participating groups, which included Falun Dafa practitioners. Their booth offered visitors exercise instruction and led them in making origami lotus flowers. Children were intrigued by Falun Dafa, and a steady stream of them learned to do the exercises. The parents also learned about the practice and the brutal 27-year-long persecution in China. Many people signed a petition to support ending forced organ harvesting.
France. Falun Dafa Information Days were held in the cities of Angers and Paris in early May. On May 5th, people passing through the financial hub in Paris stopped and watched as practitioners demonstrated the exercises. Some took photos or videos, and others accepted flyers. They talked with practitioners and signed a petition calling to stop the CCP's persecution and its state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. Several expressed an interest in Falun Dafa and asked where the nearest practice site was. A business owner and electrical engineer named Hanafi bin Mishpa said that he opposed the persecution and that we need to remind people about the true meaning of life. He said, "People must understand that if the world continues down this path and if things do not change, we will find ourselves reaching a dead end." Practitioners also held an information day in the center of the Western France city of Angers on May 3rd. Many passersby stopped to learn about the event and were shocked when they heard how the CCP arrests, tortures, and removes organs from practitioners. Many people signed a petition.
Australia. Local officials, community leaders, visitors, and Falun Dafa practitioners gathered to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day in Canberra's Melrose High School Auditorium on May 2nd. Paintings from the Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition were displayed on one side of the hall. Mingwei school students and practitioners gave traditional Chinese cultural performances on the stage. They also demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, and many guests joined in. Practitioners in Perth, the fourth largest city in Australia, held an event in the city center on May 9th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. The program included waist drums, dragon dances, and straw hat and fan dances. All were well received by spectators.
Israel. Two truth clarification activities were held in the city of Tel Aviv to commemorate the famous 1999 peaceful appeal in China, where 10,000 practitioners of Falun Dafa assembled in support of their lawful right to practice their faith. The first activity took place on April 23rd near the Chinese embassy in Tel Aviv. Outside the Chinese embassy, practitioners displayed banners and signs calling on the CCP to stop persecuting Falun Gong. Some signs drew attention to the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, especially Falun Gong practitioners. Flyers were handed out in neighboring streets. Several passers-by responded with support. The second activity was held on April 25th in Tel Aviv's Chinatown area. A practitioner spoke to the Chinese people in Mandarin and pointed out that Falun Gong is practiced freely in Israel, and that the police officers and municipal inspectors routinely patrolling there have a positive attitude toward practitioners. Many Chinese people took photos and videos of practitioners doing the exercises. 19 Chinese people withdrew from the CCP organizations that day.
The UK. A grand parade and rally were held in London on May 9th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Practitioners of Falun Dafa thanked their founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, for introducing the practice 34 years ago. The parade started near the Chinese embassy and continued along Regent Street, Oxford Street, and Piccadilly Circus. Many passers-by took photos or videos, and some applauded the practitioners. After the parade arrived at Trafalgar Square, a rally was held that included speeches. Practitioners also demonstrated the exercises. Tourists and local residents expressed interest in learning more about Falun Dafa. A speaker at the rally named Caroline from the Falun Dafa Association described the benefits Falun Dafa brought to practitioners and their families, and said the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance not only helped practitioners become better citizens, but also have a positive impact on society. She thanked the British government for its efforts to safeguard human rights, citing a ruling by a British court in London on May 7th that found 2 men guilty of spying for Hong Kong and China. Caroline said, "The court's ruling helps to end the CCP's shadow police operations in the UK."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A former elementary school teacher in Harbin City died on April 20, 2026, while serving time in prison for his faith in Falun Gong. He was 72. Mr. Gao Ke was arrested in 2022 for distributing calendars bearing information about Falun Gong. While in detention, he was watched by inmates who beat him and did not allow him to use the restroom or talk to others. He went on a hunger strike in protest and was force-fed 7 days later. Mr. Gao was later sentenced to 4.5 years. Due to torture and abuse in Tai Lai prison, Mr. Gao suffered a mental breakdown. After the persecution began in July 1999, Mr. Gao held firm to his faith in Falun Gong and was repeatedly targeted. His latest arrests and subsequent prison sentences were preceded by 14 prior arrests, which resulted in 5 terms of forced labor. For each term of forced labor, Mr. Gao was either denied admission or released ahead of time because of poor health or because he had been tortured to critical condition.
A former teacher in Shandong Province was sentenced to 1 year for sending a friend a message reading, "Falun Dafa is good," on WeChat, a social media platform. Mr. Peng Jiwa, around 50 years old, was arrested last year after the internet police in Yinan County discovered his WeChat message. The officers took him to a detention center and tortured and interrogated him. Mr. Peng's family was not notified of his indictment or trial. Only recently were they told about his secret prison sentence for, quote, "using a cult organization to undermine law enforcement," unquote, the standard pretext used by the Chinese communist regime to frame and sentence Falun Gong practitioners. This is not the first time that Mr. Peng has been targeted for practicing Falun Gong. During the Beijing 2008 Olympics, Mr. Peng was given 1 year of forced labor. After he was released, he faced constant harassment from the police.
A 49-year-old man in Liaoning province completed a 2-year prison term last July for his faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Chao Yang was arrested in 2023 and put in a detention center. He was beaten by the police and he suddenly had pancreatitis that night and passed out due to pain. A month later, the district procuratorate issued indictments against Mr. Chao. One accused him of being stubborn in his faith, but failed to include any facts regarding his arrest. A new indictment was issued the next day to add evidence against him, including the 2 Falun Gong books confiscated from his rental place and the solemn declaration found on his social media chat records. Mr. Chao was previously twice jailed for a total of 15 years for practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Chao is not the only person in his family who has been targeted for practicing Falun Gong. His wife, Ms. Hui Li Qi, and his parents, Mr. Chao Guangfu and Ms. Zhao Ming, have all been arrested for their faith.
A 76-year-old woman from Hubei province was injected with toxic drugs while detained for her faith in Falun Gong. The detention center drew 2 large tubes of Ms. Deng Tianyu's blood and injected her with unidentified experimental drugs. She convulsed after the injection and rolled around on the floor in excruciating pain. She was in agony for more than 2 months. Shortly after, Ms. Deng was transferred to Hankou Prison to serve a 5-year term. She continued to be subjected to involuntary drug administration and torture. In 2022, under the instigation of the prison guards, the inmates force-fed Ms. Deng feces. After she was released in October last year, the authorities continued to harass her on a regular basis. Her pension was also suspended. Ms. Deng still suffers weakness in her limbs and struggles to take care of herself after what was done to her in prison. This is the 3rd time that Ms. Deng has been sentenced for her faith, now totaling a combined 12 years in prison.
Documentary exposes dark reality of live organ harvesting screened in Taiwan. The documentary film State Organs was shown on April 25th at National Chung Sing University. Although the university received threatening emails before the event proceeded as planned. Nearly 400 people were in attendance to learn about this long-concealed issue. Taichung City Councilor Huang Shou-ta attended the screening and said, "The more people know the truth, the more powerful it becomes." He said that State Organs is having exactly that kind of impact. Many people have questioned whether live organ harvesting by the CCP is real and whether it has anything to do with them, but the documentary, he noted, presents solid evidence proving that it is real. He explained, "Over the past few years, there have been events such as police brutality in Hong Kong and various developments related to China's Belt and Road Initiative. When viewed within the broader international context, it makes it clear that the organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners is absolutely relevant to all of us." Panelists from different fields shared and discussed their thoughts with the audience and called for those present to spread the truth. Panelist and renowned forensic expert Cao Ta-Chung stated, "Chinese doctors use organs from living people to conduct organ transplant surgeries. Such surgeries inevitably carry extremely high failure rates, yet they continue to promote them through false propaganda." He also mentioned hearing reports that the CCP had conducted large-scale blood and health testing on elementary and middle school students, after which many children reportedly disappeared, leading people to suspect that the testing was preparation for organ matching. Mr. Cao believes that the CCP's moral decay is the root of the problem. He explained, "There is no humanity, no ethical foundation, and no compassion, but only struggle between people. An education system like that is destined to fail. A country that has lost its morality is disliked throughout the world." Clinic director Dr. Cao Chai-chun said he was deeply shocked after watching the film, as legislation aimed at stopping organ harvesting is currently in progress in Taiwan. Dr. Cao believes that it requires greater public support so that legislators and local councillors understand the importance of supporting such bills. He continued, "We must step outside our comfort zones and continue spreading accurate information to influence those who are indifferent or unconcerned about this issue. Spreading the truth is our responsibility. We should be more courageous and more willing to share the truth. Good people," he added, "should not remain silent."
Elected officials in Canada state transnational repression will not be tolerated. Global Affairs Canada, GAC, the Canadian government department responsible for managing the country's diplomatic relations, issued a response on May 8th to reports of recent interference targeting Shenyun Performing Arts in Canada. It said, "Global Affairs Canada is aware of the very troubling bombing and mass shooting threats that targeted Shenyun dance performances across Canada. As a result, GAC officials have contacted the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and Public Safety Canada, and an investigation was already underway." The GAC response continued, "Canada will never tolerate acts of foreign interference or transnational repression against its citizens or those in Canada." It pointed out that Canada has made countering transnational repression a priority and done so to raise awareness of these malign tactics and to advance a coordinated international response. This official response was to a petition submitted to Parliament this past March by Member of Parliament Kelly DeRuyter. After Shenyun began its tour in Toronto on March 28th, the third scheduled performance, originally set for March 29th, at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, was canceled by the venue after it received a bomb threat via email from a Chinese account. Although the Toronto Police Service investigated the matter and confirmed that the threat was baseless, the theater nevertheless decided to cancel the remaining five performances scheduled through April 5th. Bomb threats sent via email from the same account were also sent to the venue hosting Shenyun performances in Vancouver. After the Vancouver Police Department confirmed that the threats were not credible, the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver chose to proceed with its scheduled performances from April 8th to April 12th, as planned. 19 Canadian MPs from across party lines gathered on Parliament Hill in Ottawa on May 5th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day in the face of continuous escalating threats, coercion, and acts to undermine Shenyun Performing Arts. More and more Parliament members have spoken out publicly to condemn the CCP's transnational repression and called on the government to take more powerful measures. Member of Parliament James Bazin said the Chinese consulate officials involved in the interference attempt should be expelled from Canada for engaging in foreign intimidation and transnational repression. MP Bazin called on the government to swiftly pass his private member's bill, Bill C-219, the Sergei Magnitsky International Anti-Corruption and Human Rights Act. He said of the bill, "It will provide meaningful support to police, to municipalities, to community organizations, to the government itself, to ensure that we have our front lines hardened to fight foreign interference and combat transnational repression. It would put an end to Chinese police stations in Canada once and for all, and it will ensure that those corrupt foreign officials who are carrying out and perpetrating transnational repression right here in Canada are held to account, as well as those back in China who have been able to enrich themselves through illicit means, like the grotesque organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners." As a result of joint efforts by many parties, Shenyang's presenter in Toronto announced on May 4th that the group will return to the city's Four Seasons Center for Performing Arts on June 25th through June 28th this year. A number of members of parliament said they're looking forward to seeing an upcoming performance there.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.